You are listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Throughout the year, you might find Northern Illinois-based historian Leslie Goddard portraying Eleanor Roosevelt, Amelia Earhart, or Louisa May Alcott at different libraries or historical societies. This year, though, for the Christmas season, Goddard developed a new presentation, and Illinois Public Radio's Brian O'Keefe has her story.
Instead of focusing on a historical figure, she took a deep dive into the history of a holiday tradition. The movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Listed as the American Film Institute's number one most inspiring film, Goddard says the Capra classic is both socially and historically significant.
I got interested in it because I'm a historian, and I was already doing, I've done a program on the making of Gone with the Wind, and that had a lot to do with the history of it. You know, movies always come from a specific historical moment, and we forget that. So it's kind of interesting, and it's fun to go back and look at what was happening at that historical moment, what were the things that came together to make something that is just a great film experience. But also, why do certain things last? And It's a Wonderful Life has become one of those movies that people watch every single year. And that's a pretty small number of movies that fit that category.
While Goddard explores the movie's history, she's also quick to point out it isn't exactly a historic document.
The reality probably is that when we look at where we are today, you know, a lot of towns, a lot of cities in America probably more resemble Pottersville than they do, you know, Bedford Falls. And there are even people who said, you know, Pottersville is kind of a fun town. I mean, you know, they got a tiki bar, they got all kinds of stuff, you know, it's a great town, let's go there. In terms of what it says for us today and in 1946, this is what we want the past to have been. We want America in the 20s and 30s to have been about community and neighborliness. And when one guy gets in trouble and he thinks he's all alone and he thinks he's lost everything, the whole community comes together.
Without a doubt, It's a Wonderful Life is packed with idealized nostalgia. But Goddard says there is some history woven into the story. In fact, she thinks it's likely there is a strong Chicago connection to one aspect of the movie's plot.
Of the 440 Congressional Medals of Honor given out in World War II, only two of them went to Navy pilots like Harry Bailey. And there was a Navy pilot who actually interfered with a Japanese skirmish, personally shot down or damaged five Japanese planes, and wound up saving an aircraft carrier. And every man on the aircraft carrier lived because this pilot had shot down those planes. Well, this is exactly the story of Harry Bailey. The guy who did that, the Navy pilot who did that, was named Butch O'Hare. And so for Chicagoans, in 1949, Orchard Airport was renamed O'Hare Airport. But we've forgotten the story of O'Hare Airport. And yet it's there. It's right in It's a Wonderful Life. They never say O'Hare, but Harry Bailey is so closely modeled on that kind of fun trivia that opens up the movie to a greater depth. I think that's part of the fun of it.
History or nostalgia, success or failure, heartfelt or corny. Ultimately, Goddard's analysis suggests none of that really matters.
I was just reading an essay about It's a Wonderful Life, and it was talking about, was this movie really a failure? Was it a success? And it was mixed at the time. You know, great reviews, but didn't do the box office expected, but did okay, but didn't get the Oscars, but was nominated for five Oscars. You know, it's a mixed bag when you look at how it did at the time. But does that mean this movie was a failure? And at the end of the essay, this historian, Janine Basinger, who's a great film historian, she said, you know, I don't think you can say any movie is a failure if it has friends. You can't say it's a failure. It's right there. It's right
there. To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Oh. That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
I'm Brian O'Keefe.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. You're listening to WSIU.